Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 3, Spiritual Principles, Life Lessons, and Holy Warnings Seen in the History of Samuel. Monday, Related Verses, 1 Samuel 1, verses 11 and 27 through 28. And she made a vow and said, O Jehovah of hosts, if you will indeed look upon the affliction of your female servant and remember me, and not forget your female servant, but give to your female servant a male child, then I will give him to Jehovah for all the days of his life, and no razor will come upon his head. Verses 27 through 28. It was for this child that I prayed, and Jehovah has granted me my request that I requested from him. Therefore I, for my part, have lent him to Jehovah all the days that he lives. He is lent to Jehovah, and he worshipped Jehovah there. Numbers 6, verses 2 through 4. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when a man or a woman makes a special vow, the vow of a Nazarite, to separate himself to Jehovah, he shall separate himself from wine and strong drink. He shall drink no vinegar of wine or vinegar of strong drink, nor shall he drink any juice of grapes, nor eat fresh or dried grapes. All the days of his separation he shall eat nothing that is produced by the grapevine, from the seeds even to the skin. Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Whom do I have in heaven but you? And besides you there is nothing I desire on earth. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the rock of my heart and my portion forever. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 through 6. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Related reading. God's move with his answer to Hannah's prayer was to produce a Nazarite who was absolute for the fulfilling of his desire. A Nazarite is one who is consecrated to God absolutely. A Nazarite could never cut his hair or drink wine. In the Bible, long hair signifies the headship, the authority. A Nazarite's keeping his long hair was a sign that just as a female takes her husband as her head, he takes God as the head, considering God his husband. Thus, a Nazarite is one who submits himself to God, taking God as the head, the authority. This is why Hannah prayed that if the Lord would give her a boy, no razor would come upon his head. In the Bible, to drink wine is to enjoy the worldly pleasures. A Nazarite has no interest in the enjoyment of worldly pleasures. Even before he was born, Samuel was consecrated by his mother to be such a person. This is a great thing, for it was Samuel who brought in a new age. In his youth, perhaps at the age of 2 or 3, Samuel was offered to Jehovah by his mother to fulfill her vow to God. And in 2 verses 1 through 10, we have the offering mother's prayer. In her prayer, she praised God for his salvation through his marvelous deeds. Her prayer was related to God's move in his economy and indicated that she realized something concerning God's economy. The Lord had given Moses a supplement in Numbers 6. This was his special provision against the degradation of the priesthood. The Lord had appointed and ordained only the house of Aaron of the tribe of Levi to be the priests. The rest of the Levites who served in the tabernacle were not the priests. God's intention had been to make the whole nation of Israel a kingdom of priests. However, through Israel's failure, the Lord chose the Levites as a tribe of priests to replace a nation of priests in Israel. But not all of the tribe of Levi were chosen by the Lord. Only those of the house of Aaron were to be the priests. But the house of Aaron eventually came to the point of being fully and utterly fallen at the time of Eli's sons. However, the Lord foresaw the situation. Besides his ordination of the house of Aaron as priests, he made a supplement in Numbers 6. This supplement was given in case there should be an inadequacy in the ordained priests. When the house of Aaron fell, the supplement was put into practical use. The principle of the Nazarite is voluntary consecration. It is not by being appointed, ordained, or even chosen by the Lord, but by voluntarily consecrating yourself to him. At the time of Eli, the Lord was really poor as far as the priesthood was concerned, so Hannah lent Samuel to the Lord. She told the Lord that if he would give her a son, then she would lend him to the Lord. When the situation is abnormal, the Lord becomes poor with respect to his administration, and there is the need for someone to voluntarily lend himself to the Lord. Samuel was of the tribe of Levi, of Mount Ephraim. He was not of the house of Aaron, but he became a priest by being consecrated, separated, and lent to God. Samuel became a priest by coming through the side door, not by coming through the main entrance. He became a priest according to the supplement provided in number 6, not according to an appointment or ordination. By the principle of the Nazarite, he became a voluntarily consecrated person to replace the ordained priest.